This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
What? 28 minutes to 7. Jill, what are we doing here?
Well, I hope that you were going to tell me, darling.
I'm telling you that we're crazy, baby. Crazy.
Oh, we are because we've got heaps of interviews today.
Does that make us crazy?
We've got that song.
What song?
If only you had that to play right now, Gnarls Barkley. That's on the playlist, Crazy.
Crazy.
Everybody seems to be doing that as a cover these days.
Is that Patsy Cline's Crazy?
No.
Joy 94.9.
Estelle, do my thing.
That
Jill,
was,
do my thing.
That was quite swingy and funky, wasn't it?
I quite like that. We were tangoing about the studio.
Yeah, it's terrific.
It's absolute rubbish. We were sitting here trying to wake up.
But we'd like to, you know, put an image out there that we're always on the move.
Sure, why not?
We do get a little bit funky later on. That sounds bad, doesn't it? Sounds like we need some deodorant.
I don't understand that word.
Word funky.
Funky.
You're in a funk.
Yeah, I don't get it. Like, funky to me is Prince.
I see, you know? But not, you know, a bit on the nose type thing, the way that, you know, male teenagers get around about the age of 13.
No, they just plain stink.
That is not funky
feral,
tennis
man.
Shoes.
Oh, gross. Budding testosterone.
I don't know what age it kicks in, but it...
What?
Yeah, it's quite full on. Sorry to all the teenage boys listening in. I probably, you know, I know that we're very popular amongst
you. Because that is our key audience.
Joy 94.9.
Speaking of films,
yeah.
I really want to go and see Gatsby, Jill.
Oh, why?
Well, because I love the book.
Yes, now I can't remember what happens in the book. Oh. I can't even remember if I've read it.
What doesn't happen in the book?
Right, so everything happens. It's quite a slim tome,
not
though, isn't
really.
It?
Yeah, no, not everything.
Right.
No, well, it's good. You should read it.
Thanks very much. I might do that. Instead of watching the movie, I did see the movie with, you know, the old one. With Robert Redford and is it Mia Farrow in it?
Don't know, I've not seen it.
Right. But really, Baz Luhrmann, it trips my trigger, he does.
Why?
It annoys the shit out of me.
Why do you say it?
Oh, look, he's a talented man.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong.
All right.
Oh, but, you know, I would say style over substance.
Ooh. He's married to a costume designer.
Yes, now, but is she a beard?
Is she a what?
Is she his beard, Catherine Martin? I mean... Just saying.
Is she his
Does he
beard?
Bat for our team? I mean, I'm just saying, you know, and
hang on, wait, beep, 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 beep.
Yeah,
beep.
Baz Luhrmann.
I'm backing up the
You
truck.
Don't think he's a little bit flamboyant?
No, I don't know what the hell you're talking about with is she his beard?
Not heard about beard or Merkin. So if and nothing to do with Baz, but if one was a gay person, right, as in a man,
yeah.
You would have a woman going about with you. She'd be called your beard. Now, if you're a gay woman going about with a man who's sort of trying to, you know, hide your sexuality, he would be your Merkin.
Wow, I've never heard this.
Welcome to the world of beards and Merkins.
I feel like I've just come out again.
Have you? Do yourself up, love.
Joy 94.9.
That was Belinda Carlisle, Gillian. Now,
yes,
she was lead singer of the Go-Go's.
Yes.
That is something that I feel like I knew. Well,
right.
I would have known that back in the 80s.
Oh, yes. You would have been nobody if you didn't know that.
But now I've just read that off my sheet and that's like news to me.
Is it really?
It is because...
Isn't that wonderful? Alzheimer's, you know, it's sort of, it's a gift that keeps on giving.
It's just, I feel like I'm educated.
You can go, I never knew that.
I never knew that.
Although you did last
Maybe
week, but
I
you
did.
Just forgotten.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Amber has texted in, hello, darling, and said, morning, girls. Thank God it's Wednesday because you girls definitely play the best music.
Oh, yes, we do, Amber. Thanks very much for that.
Thanks, darling.
Now, just back to Baz Luhrmann. Briefly, well, I just wanted to explain why I'm not such a fan of his films, although they're, you know, very pretty, lots of spectacle. But as I said, I feel that the spectacle is at the expense of some soul. And the way that he does those wild covers of songs in Moulin Rouge and by the sounds of it, in The Great Gatsby, murders these songs. I think so. I'm so conservative, aren't I?
You are, and particularly when we're gearing up to have a song playoff around covers.
I know. It's ironic. Or is it just that life's based on irony? And we make it say, you know, we make coincidence feel like it's really odd, but actually it's the norm. I'm confusing myself.
You're getting very deep.
I'm confusing myself, Nick.
6 minutes to seven
in
the morning.
Sorry.
So what other Baz Luhrmann films have you seen?
Australia.
Yeah.
Poor copy of a golden age Hollywood movie. Didn't cut it for me.
No, I didn't like that one, actually. It was just too long, that
Romeo
one.
And Juliet. Did you like that one?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I don't know whether you
No,
did.
I did.
You did like that.
I thought that looked spectacular.
See, that's what I mean. It all looks good. But all that glitters is not gold, Nick.
Surely film should look good, Jill. Film should be a visual feast.
They should, but they should give you something to chew on, Nick.
Joy 94.9.
I'm going to play a song.
Yeah.
And then we're going to have a chat to Dr. Joe, animal behaviourist.
Yes. Any problems with your dogs or cats or axolotls, badgers, then you need to ask that question quickly.
Have you got a pussy that licks too much?
No, I've got one that doesn't get licked enough. Can I... Joy.
Ooh.
I remember the songs to that. Oh, shut up, Nick. Honestly, you just babble on. Johnny's with us. Like herpes, he says, forever and always.
Oh, Johnny, I love Johnny Lemon.
I know. You two should just get a room.
No. We're Facebook friends, and do you know what Johnny's thinking of doing? A bit of stand-up comedy.
Is he really?
I want to see it, Johnny.
Good. Well...
Joy 94.9.
We are welcoming now Chris the PT.
Morning, Gillian. Hi, Nick. How you doing?
Good, Chris. How you going?
It's a revolving door in here, isn't it?
It is. We're just... get rid of one and we get another one in.
I know, it's fantastic.
Now look, what's going on here? Like, I've come in here, this is like the third week, and it's like there's been no change at all. Like, you know, we're just sitting around drinking your coffee, you know, look at that, the sweets there. I mean, come on, you know, like, come on, girls, are we gonna get serious or what?
I'm serious.
And Nick, he's looking at you when he says that.
I know, why?
I don't know, darling.
Serious
about
what?
Because my metabolic age is 32, if you recall.
Yes.
Did you not have a birthday last week?
All right, 33.
33. Oh, very good, very good. Okay, so why do we talk fitness? I mean, at the end of the day, you're getting younger.
I am. I just don't know what's going to happen. I'm going to be doing this in a couple of weeks. Nick, please, your baby cry.
And Callum's... Ooh.
I'm going to come in here and Nick's going to be changing my diapers.
Gillian Button.
Oh, cute. If only it were true. Do you want to know what my motivation is?
Please, tell me.
It's the devil, I think. The devil tells me to get on that exercise
bike.
Devil
inside.
Yes.
Sometimes it feels like if I don't go, I'm going to explode. It's more that. It's not that, I can't wait to get to the gym tonight. It's more like what will happen if I don't go to the gym. That's what motivates me.
So a lot of people get motivated predominantly... The people that start to exercise and exercise for a while, a lot of it's health benefits-wise. You know, they're thinking of what's going to happen in the future. Will I be there for my kids? Will I be there for my family?
Yeah.
Et cetera, et cetera. You see a lot of... you know, and it's seasonal too. So coming into winter, generally things tend to quieten down a bit. But coming into summer, everyone's going, oh, want the summer body, want this, want that. You know, and it's quite...
Oh, you're not into that. No. You're into that one?
It's true, I am, yes. No, it is true.
You want the summer body?
Well, yeah, I'd like the summer body in winter, autumn and spring, truth be told.
Yes.
However, it is easier to cover the body in winter, is it not?
Yes.
Under a big coat.
Oh, absolutely. And generally we slow down in winter and we eat the foods that generally put on more weight. So.
Yes, like pies.
I
did make pies. Honey and I had chicken and leek and mushroom pies on the weekend.
Maybe you should frighten Nick by telling her how many calories there are in pies.
There's a lot of calories in pies. There's a lot of calories. Well, anything that's basically processed is something that you'd really
have
to avoid.
Honey and I nearly had an argument on the weekend because we woke up in the morning and there were crumpets ahoy and toast. The kids were having pancakes and all sorts of deliciousness. Yeah. And possibly with a small air of self-righteousness, said, I'm going to have fruit and yogurt.
Wow.
To which I was shot down in flames. Out came the yogurt tub.
Yes.
Reading all of the, well, I was going to say instructions. What are they? Ingredients.
Open peel
lid.
Here.
Peel here and lick lid. That's got sugar in it, and all the sugar kills the acidophilus, bifidophilus.
Oh, geez, what do you believe these days?
Yeah, I mean, look, exactly. I mean, what is healthy eating?
Let's keep it simple. Basically, natural food, the way Mother Nature has made it, mm-hmm. is great for us. It's fine. I mean, people say, I can't eat fruit. What a load of rubbish. Fruit's got vitamins, it's got minerals, it's got digestive enzymes. Isn't it great? I mean, but you go and buy something that's processed in a wrapper. It's been processed and basically it's been designed to sit on a shelf for quite a while.
So you're saying just fresh vegetables?
Oh, absolutely. Fill up on fresh vegetables.
You've got to have a life worth living though, Chris. You know, I might live longer, but I'm going to be bored to shit.
Yeah, I'm not having a carrot for breakfast.
No carrots, no.
No crudités for my
breakfast. What do you have for breakfast, Chris?
Breakfast could be from eggs, it could be salmon. It varies from all sorts of porridge is another great little.
What about yogurt though?
Yogurt's great. I mean, you know, but look at your yogurt. So you look at the shelf and there's so many different yogurts. But at the end of the day, go for something that's simple, something like a natural set yogurt,
but not low fat.
Oh, yes, that's
what you say about the low fat yogurt.
The low fat, they take out the fat, they take out the flavour, and they replace it with sugar. And then they're wondering why is everyone losing, putting on weight? Well, okay, it's the added.
I've taken to eating full fat yogurt. Is that more slimming or not?
Actually, look, depending on who you speak to, full fat yogurt in reasonable amounts is actually not too bad for you.
I can't eat it in reasonable amounts though, Chris.
Have you ever noticed, here's a question for you, have you ever noticed if you go to the lowest fat you can find with even the one that these days, they're now getting smart and they're putting like no sugar and then like, so eat some of that yogurt. Give yourself a few minutes, even 5 minutes, and think, do I feel full? You're actually going to feel quite hungry still. But if you start eating a full fat yogurt, a normal yogurt, how different do you feel? Guarantee you're going to notice a difference.
I think you should do that test this week, Nick. One day, have low-fat yogurt. Next day, have full-fat yogurt. And then see how you feel.
And that's another thing, yogurt and yogurt. To be honest, I kind of got the shits with honey about the whole yogurt thing, and I'm now spewing that I've brought it up. So I'm going to move on to... Because, Chris, I think you were... I think maybe I owe an apology to Sweetie. But anyway... Johnny Lemon, my boy, has texted in and said, Chris, I'm gaining muscle, but I don't think I'm doing enough cardio. I'm doing about 45 minutes on the treadmill 3 to 4 times a week, but I'm not noticing a huge difference apart from my slim jeans no longer fitting because of my new muscular thunder thighs. How much cardio am I supposed to do?
That sounds like a lot. 45 minutes on the treadmill 3 to 4 times a week.
It is quite a bit actually. Yeah. So I mean, depends on the guys. Is he toned already? It sounds like he's got a fair bit of muscle there, and he's wanting to
muscle wear, Chris.
Yes, muscle is great. So look, cardio is effective for toning up.
Yes.
So the question for Johnny is, okay, just how toned is he at the moment? What's his body fat percentage?
Oh, Johnny's toned, I can tell you.
Yeah, he's pretty lean, is he? Yeah, so if he wants to get bigger, he's ease off a bit on the cardio and do more of the weights, basically.
Right.
3 to 4 times a week for cardio is pretty serious. And,
No, I think he wants to actually get slimmer. He's putting on muscle, so he's getting bigger. You know, he's like the Incredible Hulk. He's busting out of his jeans. And what he wants to do is lose weight.
Yeah, well, in simple terms, the cardio is going to help him lose body fat percentage. But if he doesn't have a lot more to lose, if he's already a lean guy, the cardio is not going to make him
stop eating.
He's not going to lose muscle. Well, if you stop eating, you're going to start losing muscle if you're not getting enough calories and protein.
It's catch-22, isn't it?
So it's, well, in simple terms, cardio is basically great for slimming, losing body fat percentage, and muscle is a growing muscle is about progressively loading your muscles with weight.
Fantastic.
Johnny.
There you go.
Eat yogurt.
Joy 94.9.
This is something interesting for you, Nick, though.
What is it?
Well, we've got our CD of the week to give away.
What's our CD of the week, Julia?
Well,
I sound like I'm on Romper Room. I don't know why.
No, and I don't know what Romper Room is, but anyway.
I'm sorry, hang on. Whoa, hang on now a minute. I'm sorry to interrupt you here, but do you know what Romper Room is?
Andy? I do, yeah.
Is this like play school or what?
It's similar, but it was kids who, was it Miss Wendy or something?
Miss Helena.
Miss Helena.
Who would look through the mirror? I can see Gillian and Andy and Callum and David.
Yes.
And you'd wait by the telly to watch her, to hope that she would see you, you know. And she might say,
I can see Gillian. And you go, ah!
She'd go, ah! And you, oh, come with us and gallop and gallop and gallop.
Yeah, it sounds a bit weird and a bit scary, to be honest.
Okay.
So I'm just getting on with business here. Our CD of the week is A for Agneta.
Agneta. Did you see her on Sunday?
No, not? Should I have?
Well, you know, I had a look at it.
And was it good? Was it 60 Minutes?
Well, you know, no, it was Sunday night.
Right.
Which, you know, I'm not really a big fan of, but I did watch because there was...
Yes, I much prefer Friday nights, actually, to Sunday nights. Anyway, she's one of popular music's most recognisable celebrated... Look, we don't have to talk about her. We know who she is.
Of course we know who she is. She's the blonde one.
You could with the arse of the 70s or something like that.
That's right. They talked about that.
She's got the new album. She's got the new single. We will play this soon. You could win the CD of the week, which is A for Agneta. All you need to do, seeing as we're talking about covers today, we're doing that in our song off. What cover would you like to hear ABBA do if they ever reunite?
So, like, if ABBA reunite and they were to just go, oh, look, we're sick of writing songs.
Yes.
Benny and Bjorn have given up the ghost.
Well, they've done a lot, haven't they? I mean,
and there's
really
a million songs out there.
Aren't there?
So what would be a song that you would like to hear ABBA do? Well, have you got one in mind?
Diamonds.
Shine bright like a diamond.
In your head now, isn't it? In your head. 0427JOY949 on air at joy.org.au. Put your member number on and you could win the CD of the week. Which is this, is it?
This is Agneta.
Pass me the tissues.
Soul searching.
Joy.
If you love someone...
And there she goes. Lots of Vaseline on the lens now. In the mirror.
And on their lips. You know the 70s lip gloss look?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that was lovely. It was sort of rendered us speechless. Now, what I would like to do right now, aside from reminding our listeners that all you need to do to win A for Agneta, the whole album, is to tell us what song you'd like to see ABBA cover. It's a little bit obscure. It's a little bit weird, but... It was Nick's idea.
I'd like to see them do the Ace of Spades.
The Ace of Spades!
Yeah.
The Ace of Spades!
But in a sort of ABBA way.
Yeah, with lots of harmonies.
Yeah.
And lots of piano, like Bjorn on the piano. No, that's Benny on the piano, you idiot.
I'm amazed that you know that.
I do. I know it's Benny on the piano. He's marvellous at it. Bjorn played the guitar.
Marvellous at it.
Now, what I would like to do, Brent, I hope you're listening. Brent, our podcaster, time to blow lots of smoke up your ass. Did you feel that, Brent? Because you are amazing. Now, listeners, if you want to get hold of our podcast, and really it's a way of getting through all that painful stuff and getting straight to the funny stuff, basically. Because what Brent does is he sifts through and goes, oh, that's crap, that's crap. Oh, that's quite funny. And he puts that all together in a podcast. And you subscribe, you know, you subscribe to it and you can listen to it every week or every other week, whenever you want to, really. You go onto our onto the Joy .org.au page. Go to Wake Up It's Wednesday and there it is. And incredibly look, brilliant spelling, look at that, the heading, and really funny and put together. And Brent, you're amazing. I didn't even help you last week and you just did it all yourself.
We love Brent.
We do. Not quite as much, and don't take this personally, Brent, as Cal.
Hello.
Because Cal's here for a start.
Oh, well, face to face.
Yeah.
Brent did pop in though.
In his cycling shorts.
I know, lycra clad lad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was quite a sight to behold.
Now, Cal, you're here to talk about pets.
Yes.
And what pet are we doing this morning?
We can do ladybugs this morning.
I love ladybugs.
They're so cute.
Are they ladybugs or lady beetles?
Technically, they're beetles.
We call them lady birds where I come from.
Yeah, well, they're closer to being bugs than they are birds.
I know, it's a bit weird, isn't it? What's that? It's a lady flying thing bird.
Lady red. It's a red lady.
Lady in red.
Hey, that's exciting. Well, we're going to do that after this short announcement.
Hold on to that, Cal.
Joy 94.9.
It's 18 minutes to 8 and we're a little bit scatty this morning. I've been pushing all the wrong buttons.
Yes, all of mine wrong
all
buttons.
All your wrong buttons.
You're with Julian and Nick and Callum.
Yep.
Oh, yep.
Okay. Yep.
And a bit of information about the lady. What are we calling them? Ladybugs.
I call them ladybugs.
Beetles, lady birds.
Technically, they're a beetle. They were named after the Virgin Mary.
No.
Story goes...
Prefer a Bloody Mary, to be honest.
Well, I'll get to ladybug blood in a second.
Ooh.
story goes that crops were being preyed upon, like destroyed by aphids and bugs.
No, not evangelists. Sorry.
Egyptians.
Yeah.
No, in the Bible, Egyptian I was thinking. Bugs. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they prayed to the Virgin Mary.
Mm.
And lo and behold, next thing they noticed were a whole bunch of ladybugs about the place.
Yeah.
And so they named them the Beetle of Our Lady, or the Lady Beetle, after right. the Virgin Mary. And then there's meant to be something about how their red shell represents her red cloak. I didn't even know she had a red cloak.
She's got a blue one.
A blue one.
I can't believe I know that. But no, she does. She has a blue, the Lady Mary blue.
How do you know she's got a blue one?
Because I've seen the photo.
What? Anywho, what about when it got dirty? Like, she probably had backups.
Yeah, it's blue.
It's blue. Thank you, David Hunt. The authority voice has just whizzed into the studio.
Virgin Mary. Does it say so in the Bible?
No, there's photos.
Oh, they're of blue cloak.
Let's call them paintings, probably a little more accurate.
Paintings, portraits.
Portraits. Anyway, so raining.
Well, that's the story.
Gavin has texted in, it's raining men, but Gavin, and that's just in your fantasies, love.
Mm-hmm. That would be awful. Imagine the amount of dead bodies on the streets.
If men rained down on
us. If they just fell down. I mean, if you had a trampoline in the backyard, you might get a couple of good ones. But, I mean, just imagine how many would just fall.
And,
would...
Oh, look what I just stood in.
Oh.
Gary.
All right, okay. Ladybugs. There are over 4,000 different species of ladybug.
Get out.
How ridiculous is that? You'd think, like, 3 or 4 would be enough.
Really?
4,000.
How can you tell?
Oh, they all look subtle slightly differences. Different.
Okay.
Different numbers of spots. Some are more black than red. Some are orange, that sort of thing. Mm. They can eat up to 5,000 aphids in their lifetime.
Each one or
yeah,
all of
them? Individually.
Aphids. What's an aphid?
They eat your roses.
Yeah. They're little. Right. They're tiny. Turn. They're almost like little green ants.
So they're carnivores. They're not even...
Yeah, they're vicious.
They're great in your garden, though. I've got them in my garden up the country, and I love it when I see them, apart from the fact that they're so cute and they kind of look a little bit like a toadstool with legs.
A little.
But they eat all the bad things.
Yeah, yeah.
They're good.
So
they get rid of all the little pests in your garden.
Wow. And they don't eat flowers because they're too busy eating pests.
Yep. They don't eat plants.
Wow.
They are vicious. I got bitten by a ladybug once.
Oh, shut up.
It didn't break the skin, but its head... I saw it put its little head down, and then I felt a slight pinching, and I was like, he's biting me! Everyone!
She's biting you. Excuse me. We're talking about a ladybug here, aren't we?
We are. Now, we've just had a text from Brad, who says that Australia's ladybugs can also be yellow, Cal, but you can't really call them lady in red.
No, you can't, but I've seen yellow ones.
Maybe they've got their
males.
Raincoats on.
Yeah, well, they get cold and they hibernate in the cold.
Do they?
Yeah, because they can live for up to 9 months. So if they're born just before winter starts, they all pile in together in big piles.
No,
and up in them.
So they all huddle up.
Yeah, huddle, cuddle me, body heat. And they cuddle each other. And apparently you can get like big handfuls of them if you find a big pile of them.
Can
in the mountains
you?
And places.
You hold them up like that and go, look what I found.
Yeah, it's $2.99 for a punnet of ladybugs.
Well, they'd be quite crunchy, though, wouldn't they?
I don't think we should eat them.
And bitter. They're very bitter.
How do you know? You've obviously tried.
Going from the internet, which has never, ever led me astray.
Yeah, of course.
They have a very bitter blood and they're red. It's a warning to others saying, no, I'm not going to be a good meal.
So, don't eat me.
Yeah. And they ooze this blood from their knees as a defence mechanism. I don't know why they thought their knees would be a good place to do it.
As a defence mechanism? No, I've no idea why, but I'm sure it makes sense to a ladybug.
Yeah.
Maybe they've just come a cropper. Maybe scientists have got it wrong. Maybe they've just been trundling
along. Too much anal sex, I was thinking. Head's nearly snapped off.
The looks.
Well, the knees, they've got... Never mind. Moving on.
What? What?
How do they do it? They surely mount each other, don't they, like most animals?
Oh, yeah, there are pictures of them, yeah, just mounting
Yeah, so
up.
They're hurting their knees, aren't they? That's what I'm thinking. That's why they're bleeding from...
Oh, I get it. That was weird. Okay. I think we should probably end it there, except that they are highly promiscuous. They're known for being very promiscuous.
Hello. Worked
really?
It out. That's
yeah,
why
the ladies of the ladybugs.
Right, well, thanks.
Putting it about.
Thanks. Cal, and thanks even more, Jill. For
Roxanne, you don't need to put on your red shell.
No? I'm going to play this for the ladybugs.
I'm talking a language of my own. Yeah.
Joy.
Hey, hey.
Sorry, obviously I've gone off slightly off the planet, so don't come to me for suggestions or ideas. But I do know it's 9 minutes to eight, and you're with Gillian and Nick on Wake Up It's Wednesday.
And now people are wondering how to find us on Facebook. We've had a text, yes. Someone's texted in and said, hey ladies, how do I find you on Facebook?
You go to Wake Up It's Wednesday and look for us.
And we'll be there.
Yes.
With a picture of that's not a ladybird. It's a baby ladybird.
Oh,
I've just
wow.
been informed. They're probably the only thing in the world that's not cute as a baby. Everything else as a baby is gorgeous and then grows up to be feral and ugly. That's that's the ladybird I know.
Yeah, so you actually think that ladybugs are cuter when they... No, but that's traditional with birds, isn't it? The ugly duckling. So birds are prettier when they get older. They've got those massive mouths, haven't they, when they're babies. And
I'm about to vomit down your throat.
Thank you.
Like a mother
Thanks,
bird.
Because I'm starving. That's exactly what I want.
Yeah, no problem. Hey, guess what? We've got a visitor. Brent.
Morning.
Hello. We were just chatting about you and then you've appeared. Let's talk about Kate Winslet.
Just thought I'd pop in.
Kate Winslet. Is she coming?
I think she's just going to be here any second now. Now, Brent, where are your lovely lycra trousers, darling?
I'm going out tonight, so motorbike today.
You don't go out. Oh, you see, motorbike.
So you only ever travel by two wheels.
I can't go to the theatre in lycra.
Oh, I don't know. I reckon you could.
It depends what you're going to see.
Not to see Driving Miss Daisy.
Oh, I don't know. Angela Lansbury, I reckon she'd be hot for that.
You don't want to get her too hot under the collar at this stage in her life, do you?
No.
Well, that's exciting for you, popping out to the theatre. You're very cultured.
Theatre.
Hey, I've got a question for you. If for those who've just tuned in, Brent does our podcasts for us. If I subscribe, does that mean it just pops up every week for me? I don't even have to bother.
It'll automatically come into your iPod or iPhone or onto the computer.
And do you think it would be egocentric to subscribe?
Of course not. You've got to make sure that I'm doing a good job.
You want to subscribe yourself to our podcast to see how funny we were or weren't.
Yes. No, it's just quality control.
But the thing is...
You're going to be able to bash me over the head if I'm...
But Brent is great because he takes out all the unfunny bits. So how long was our podcast for last week? 2 minutes.
I couldn't take enough out. It was all funny.
Oh, thank you. I had a feeling last week.
We love him.
I had a feeling we were on something. This week may be a little bit more bizarre though, Brent. So good luck with that one.
What do you get in the coffee? I mean, really, I see them stacked up here. There's a few.
Yeah.
Well, who knows? Because David Hunt does the coffee run. And knows what he slips into it in the
Probably
lift.
Probably a few... Gnomes and snow domes, if I know him.
Yes, if we do it all.
He doesn't share his snow domes.
They're no. He's most protective over his domes.
He blue tacks them to his desk so he can't get them off easily.
Better than super glue, I suppose.
Yes.
Joy 94.9. This is the rhythm of
the night. That was the rhythm of the morning.
Well, it actually wasn't, was it? It was the... Rhythm of the Night by Corona. You're with Gillian and Nick for another 40 minutes. Now, it's gone off a little bit with votes either for Tina Turner, Addicted to Love, or your song, which was Richard Cheese, doing a cover of Alanis Morissette's I Ought to Know.
Actually, You Ought to Know. In fact, You Ought to Know.
You
it's
ought to
called
know
You
ought,
ought to Know.
I really ought to. Now, Brandon is saying, you know, he's following us this morning. Mm. Hilarious. Love it. I presume that's the Dick Cheese one.
Of course it is.
Patrick says, anything with swing and Alanis gets my vote.
And why wouldn't it?
To you then. way too happy for a grumpy song, somebody says.
But that's the whole idea, surely. That's why it's hilarious.
Well, James is totes happy. He just got into his car and realised his day would be awesome because he's listening to Wake Up It's Wednesday.
Oh, I just love that. Hello, James.
Me too. Now, we've got to give away that prize. A for Agneta.
Let's give it away.
Who should we give it to?
Give it a wee now.
Shall we give it to Tony for I Touch Myself?
Oh, I love that one best.
Yeah, because,
I so
you know,
want to see ABBA touch themselves.
When I think about you, I touch. You think Agneta would touch herself?
Oh.
Maybe they'd touch each other. Hey, a little bit of fantasies come true.
Stop it.
See Benny's hand on Bjorn's codpiece. Lovely. So
get your hands off my piano.
Tony, you're going to have a Frangetta whether you want it or not, my love.
You sounded like you said you're going to have a Frangetta.
What is that? I don't know.
With
ice and a squeeze of lemon, if you don't mind. 23 minutes past eight, we've got another prize to give away.
No, oh, we are just prize laden.
We are. Double pass, it is. To the Flower Children.
This is the Mamas and the Papas story.
Yeah.
I want to see this.
It stars Casey Donovan, Matt Hetherington. Now, the only problem with that is I thought Matt Hetherington was the guy who used to run and you used to see his willy moving as he ran. Who was that? Matt Shervington. Sorry, Matt Hetherington. That's not you, is it? Laura Fitzpatrick. Patrick and Dan Humphreys.
That's a good cast. I know Laura.
Wow.
And
you're a fan of her work?
I'm very much a fan of her work.
Right. So it's about the turbulent rise and fall of the iconic 60s pop group, the Mamas and the Papas.
All the leaves are brown.
All the leaves are brown.
And the sky is grey.
And the sky is grey.
We could go on, but you get the idea.
I've been for a walk.
That's my Mama Cass impression.
Have another ham sandwich. Mm. Okay, well, that's not to do with the giveaway. All we're giving away is a double pass this wonderful musical. What you need to do is let us know what your favourite flower is.
Oh, that's a nice
Isn't
one.
Isn't that nice?
Have you just come up with that all on your own?
I have. I just made it up right there and then. 0427 Joy 949 on air at joy.org.au. Tell us what your favourite flower is.
Joy 94.9.
Hey, a few people texting in their fave flowers. Seems that this is a popular choice, Gillian.
Thank you very much. Simpler the better is what I say.
Johnny's texted in quite the life story, which...
Yes, well, this is to get tickets to the musical Flower Children, right?
Mm, which Johnny would like to go and see for reasons that he boned one of the guys in it.
Johnny, who have you not boned? Really?
And he says he told the Boney that he would go and see him in the show, but didn't like him enough to pay for tickets. So he'd like to get the free ones, if you don't mind.
Sorry, Johnny, you've already lost me on this one.
Oh, I thought I was going to give it to him. Anyway, he suggested a Venus flytrap, not a flower, but way cooler. And he says sunflowers make a good bludgeoning weapons.
Interesting.
Joy 94.9.
We are about to have a chat to the very lovely Miss Ella Hooper.
Ella, are you there?
Oh, thank you. Very lovely. It's very lovely to be chatting to you guys.
Even at this hour of the morning, are you being honest?
Yes, even at this hour. Always a pleasure.
Now, Ella, you're chatting here with Nick.
And Gillian.
Hi, guys.
She's the English one.
Now, darling, are you all the way in Sydney? Where are you?
I'm in Melbourne this morning.
Oh, you couldn't drop in and see us? Are you in your gym jams?
I am indeed, yeah. You better leave it.
Now, Ella, you've killed Heidi.
Yep.
And what are you up to these days?
Well, she died quite some time ago. She passed. And ever since then, I've been, you know, finding my new groove. But I've had another band since then called The Verses, which is a bit of a country rock kind of folk affair. But now I've decided to go solo, the dreaded going solo. After all these years, I've made my own kind of, pop rock solo record again, which is a little bit of a return to the feistier music.
And do you feel like it's a return to the real you, the soulful you, the at the root of Ella?
Well, I mean, that keeps changing. That's the confusing thing as I keep getting older and growing up. I keep
you must be, 30 now? I mean, really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Just turned 30 and, I just felt like making a really kind of bit of a kick-ass rock pop record again, so I did.
And the album is called In Tongues, which we're quite keen on here on Joy.
Yeah. Exactly, I can imagine. Yeah,
and your new single, is it pronounced Haxan?
Yeah, absolutely. You can pronounce it Hexen or Haxen. It's Scandinavian for witches.
Yes. And, you know, so what is this witch influence? Are you one?
No, not technically. I mean, I've always thought I was a bit of a witch, you know.
Right.
Maybe I just haven't been christened a witch yet. But I do, look, I'm very interested in the esoteric side of life, and I'm very interested in everything from astrology to numerology to symbolism and mysticism. So Hexen is a little bit of an exploration, more in the analogy way of being taken over and being under control, and the whole album In Tongues as well is actually really dealing with, you know, the idea of that sometimes your life is not your own and
yes.
you have to break through the certain control patterns.
Well, do you think that even, you know, Nick and I were chatting on our way in this morning, as we do, because we sort of, you know, we ride in together, which is our only preparation for the show. But we're talking about that, you know, there isn't the fact that we may be in control of ourselves a little bit of an illusion.
Yeah, exactly. I think in many times in your life it is. And this album's a bit of a dedication to metamorphosis and change, because that's what I've been doing over the last couple of years. It's not always easy. I just went through that bloody Saturn returning.
Yes. Oh, well, I can't remember mine, but I remember it being, you know, a trial.
Yeah, you're like, what's going on? Who am I? What do I actually want? And who do I need to be around? And what's going on here? So that, like, 27, 28, 29
yep.
is when I wrote these songs. And so it's a bit of an ode to metamorphosis as well.
And do you think you've got an answer to that, who you are, what you want?
Nope. All I know now is that I should be doing what I enjoy. So I've gone independent. I'm not signed to any record companies. I'm doing everything from, you know, concepting the video clips to, you know, doing the hair and makeup at the photo shoot.
Wow, go girl.
Hand in everything, and it feels good.
Well, could we have a listen to your little Haxan?
Yes.
We're going to have a listen. Are you able to hang around for a little chat afterwards? After the song?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, good on you, Ella. All right, this is Ella Hooper's second single from the album In Tongues, and this song is called Haxan.
Joy 94.9.
Wow, that's sexy and mysterious. Ella, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Thank
Ella,
you.
we've both got a bit of a crush on you.
We're not the only people, because I've just, you know, gone to the YouTube thing where that video is posted, which is hot as well.
Thank you.
And a little Damien is put there. I'm pretty sure that I have fallen in love. Such a voice and such a beautiful lady. Can't wait to catch a live gig sometime soon. So, Ella, when is that live gig coming?
It is very soon. If you do like the sound of that, there's plenty more where that came from. And some other stuff as well, some kind of more upbeat. But look, I'm playing Thursday night. I'm launching that single officially at the Workers Club, which is the old Rob Roy on the corner of Gertrude Street and Brunswick Street.
Right. So, let me just write that down.
Gillian's frantically jotting that down.
Right. Now, is that this Thursday or next Thursday?
That's this Thursday.
What, you mean tomorrow?
Yes, tomorrow.
At the Rob Roy. Okay, darling. I'm going to be there.
No, it's what used to be the Rob Roy.
Yeah,
yes, the Workers Club.
Yes.
The Workers Club.
I knew that. I've got that.
Work at it.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's fun. And are you living in Melbourne? Are you in this town?
Yeah, I do. I live in Melbourne.
Ella, you should have said no, because now you're going to have a stalker.
I mean, I travel a lot.
Nice one.
Well done, girl.
Somebody else on YouTube, I love this. Can't wait for the album to be released.
Oh, that's nice. I mean, that was in my backyard, that video clip. If anyone's curious, I'm twirling around in what looks like a forest. It just hasn't been mowed for a really long time. That's what it is.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we hope that you may even stay on the line when we've finished with you, so that you can do a little ident for our show, because you've got a wonderful speaking voice as well. Is that husk always there, or is that just your morning voice?
It's always there to some degree. it doesn't ever fully go away, because I do sing rock and roll for a living. So it's up against it, but it's particularly husky in the morning. Yeah. I don't think no one will ever employ me for a morning radio show.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know that you'd want to, seriously. You know, how much fun is it getting up at 4:30 in the morning?
Well, I did it three times this week.
Oh,
I did it three
darling.
Times. I went to Queensland, so I had to drive to Rockhampton and Villa Wheeler, and I had to get my new band up at 4 in the morning, and that was interesting.
Oh, I bet they were very grateful.
They didn't like it. I don't think they want to be in the band anymore.
Oh, bless them. But will they be with you tomorrow night?
Absolutely. I'd love to see you there.
At the Workers Club? No, your band will, though.
Will they be with me?
Yes.
So I thought you said yes. Yeah, absolutely. They'll be there. They'll be there in fine form.
Excellent. Well, Ella, if you continue to get up early in the mornings, go and mow your lawn.
No, I like it like that. I like it all overgrown and bushy.
Uh-huh. Fair enough.
Well, then, thank you so much for speaking to us at this time in the morning. We'd love to catch you tomorrow night. So, everybody, get down to the Workers Club tomorrow night. See Ella live. Hear Ella live. Meanwhile, Ella, please hang on the line for us.
Thanks so much for having me, guys. Cheers.
You're very welcome. Best of luck with all of the single and the album and the gigs and everything.
Thank you.
And the gardening.
Joy.
This morning has flown at 3 minutes to 9. We've chatted to so many people, of whom we'd like to thank.
We'd like to thank them all, only we can't remember who they are.
Yes, obviously, we can. Dr. Joe.
Ella Hooper.
Chris, the PT.
Callum.
Callum. Andy. For doing the news.
You.
Me.
And we still need to give away that prize.
Oh, Flower Children.
Flower
We've
Children.
Had quite the response to this.
We have had loads of people telling us what their favourite flower is. I'm going to save our winner till last. How about that? Just to be, you know, perverse.
Mm.
Oh, somebody says, great work, ladies, and bye. Our membership number. And they've given us our membership number. No idea why. Thanks for that, though, Tim, Shanks and Chris. Johnny loves Ella's new sound. So do we. Carol is thanking us for our chuckles. Somebody says that velvety black lilies that are beautiful in our backyard loves them as much as they love listening to us two on Wednesday mornings.
Oh, bless.
Isn't that cute? Blair's favourite flower is the red rose, but our winner...
Our winner, which we love. Hilarious.
Susie, get very excited.
Susie, you're funny.
Self-raising flower, does that rise to the occasion to see the mamas and papas? Yes, it does, Susie. You are our winner.
It most certainly does. So Callum will be giving you a call, Susie, to win the tickets for
Flowers and Children. Mamas and the Papas.
Now, Jill,
yes.
You are flying solo next week.
Oh, break it to me gently.
I will, just at a minute to nine, I'll... Bring you down, let you know that I've got
to... Do you know what I'm going
to
do? I'm going to go along to that gig tomorrow night at the Works Club and see if Ella wants to do it with me. She lives in Melbourne.
Oh, no, hang on.
She gets up at 5 a.m.
No, hang on
what?
Now.
What's your
no.
problem? Off you go then, off you trot, wherever you're doing. What are you doing? Conference or something? What?
Yeah, I've got a little conference in sunny Queensland. Yeah, that's a bit rough,
Ella
though.
Ella will do it, I'm sure. That's great.
She was good, wasn't she?
She was all right.
We loved her.
Didn't mind that at all.
Mm. Sorry about that, Jill, but you'll have to... I'm sure you'll be able to hold the fort.
I will. Callum will help me.
Perhaps I could ring in. No, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, why don't you, darling? We can sit on the phone with you for 2 hours. That'd be lovely. We've got loads of other interviews, but Brandon, the beautiful Brandon, is coming up after 9. Can't wait for that.
See you later.
See you later. Bye.
Joy 94.9. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.